having unleashed several atrocities on thousands of employees and gotten them to forcefully sign redundancy letters, and to the extent that you have had military men parading everywhere. I think that, look, the talent workers have come to the realization that, look, they need to rise up and make sure that their fundamental rights are also not violated. There are several people here. They are gathered here and to make sure that we express our dissatisfaction, our displeasure about the behavior of Goldfield. Indeed, these are daylight atrocities that have been visited upon us. We have raised red flags. We have raised issues upon issues with the authorities and the powers that be, for that matter. Nobody has heeded to our concern. Nobody has heeded to all our cries. And so we are here just to demonstrate to Goldfield that we are disappointed in the attitude, in the way and manner they went about this whole redundancy, and just to register to the government and every well-meaning Ghanaian that, look, enough is enough. Multinationals cannot take our country for a ride. They cannot take the law into their own hands. They cannot make us slaves in our own land. And for that matter, the government must hear us out.
Abdul, you had put out a roadmap to strike tomorrow. Is this a prelude to the strike?
Indeed, this is a prelude. As a matter of fact, the very day the atrocities were unleashed upon us, there should have been a response of equal measure. But we were very circumspect. At the end of the day, as law-abiding citizens of this country, we held our peace and made sure that everything could go the way it went.
That was the Deputy General Secretary of Ghana Mine Workers Union, Abdul Mumin Gbana.